1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH, New Center Time, 821. Every third Thursday of each month, we check in with for the Greenwich Real Estate Report, Greenwich Association of Realtors, Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, and 2025 President Brian Amon. Stacy and Brian, good morning. Welcome. How you guys doing today?
Good. Good morning.
Good
How
morning,
are you?
Tony.
All right, Stacy, start us off here. I'm looking at these numbers. Things not too good in March of this year. Tell us about what's going on.
Yeah, a little bit different than we've seen. But in March, we had 19 single-family residential closings. That's compared to March 24, when there were 32 closings. Median sale price increased 65%. To $4.2 million. That's up from $2.5 million in March 24. Average days on market was 149 days, which is a 119% increase from 68 days in March 24. And in terms of new inventory, we saw 78 new single-family listings brought to the market in March 25, which obviously is a very welcome number. And that is a 21% increase in new listings compared to March 24, when there were 64. And at month-end, active single-family inventory was 135 units, and that's an 11% decrease from March 24, where we saw 152 units. When it comes to condos and co-ops, we saw 11 closings. Across all areas of Greenwich. That's compared to 13 closings in March 24, so really close on trends there. The median sale price increased 112% to $1.5 million, up from $705,000 in March 24. Average days on market, 63, and that is a 28% increase from the 49 days we saw in March 24. 16 new condo co-op units brought to the market in March, and that is a decrease of 11% compared to March 24, when there were 18 new listings. And at month end, active inventory totaled 28 units, and that's the same as it was in March 24. And when we look at pending sales, as of close of business yesterday, we were at 84 single-family homes pending and 19 condo and co-op sales pending.
All right, Stacey, so that concludes the first quarter. Tell us how the first quarter compared with the first quarter of 2024.
Sure. So the first quarter, we saw totaling, when we look at January, February, March, 74 single-family residential closings. When we compare that to Q1 24, there were 77 closings. So we really are not far off. What is a little bit different, obviously, we're looking at an increased median sale price, which is $3.85 million compared to $3 million in 24. Average days on market increased just slightly, 23 days compared to 16 days. The 31 condo and co-op, there were 31 condo and co-op residential closings in Q1. That's compared to 39 closings in 24. Median sale price increased to $1.13 million, and that is up from $810,000. And average days on market, 24 compared to 29 in 24. So really, when we compare quarterly, we're not far off in terms of unit sales and in terms of days on market. However, we are obviously seeing very different numbers in terms of pricing increases.
Right. All right. Let's bring in Brian Amon, 2025 President, GAR. Brian, the median sale price up, but the it looks, the closing's cratered in a sense. I mean, it's supposed to be a busy time of year, only 19. What's going on here?
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, to see a number like that, of a median sales price of 4.2, and then you see sales down so much, and the days on market going up. I think we have to, it is a busy time of year as far as engaging transactions. This is in a normal year, which is not a normal market. You would see people right about now starting to look for a house, to kind of, they're in a rental, perhaps, or coming out of the city, whatever it is, and they start to get geared up for next school year. And tenants who are in place have to start lining things up, too. So What you're seeing now is people who jumped in a bit early, and that's why you see such a low number of sales in general. Now, of course, we're down compared to other years, but I kind of understand where people are coming from. They're just kind of taking their time coming to the market, but when they do, it's gangbusters. We have, you know, anecdotally, it's discouraging to see those sales down, but when you're on the front lines, people are moving really quickly. And even if you, so again, these sales kind of were engaged in December, January, when things are a bit calmer. But even now, as we see things getting a bit more volatile in the markets, people, like last week we had, let's say if we had five bidders normally in a house, you might hear about one dropping out, but the remaining three or four are still there. So that's where you see this upward pressure, even this market of uncertainty, I think, that we have right now. This upward pressure is still there. People still need a place to live, and they've been through the drill. And when they get there with their agent, the agent knows exactly how to do it. We have to move quickly, inspections quickly, all that. So I see a lot of very primed and good behavior as far as buyers know what they have to do to get the properties locked up. Sellers know what they have to do to get the properties marketed correctly. But you're right. We're just doing far less of it than normal. But what's there? It's a great opportunity for sellers. I mean, if they can get their house out there right now, they're going to do well.
What about for buyers? I mean, if this is outside their price range, what do they do?
So buyers had two things. For some, who don't, let's say, don't have kids, they're like, well, maybe just keep renting. Those who do have kids, they have to jump in and sort of figure it out. Now, if they don't have it, they're going to have to sort of scale back expectations a bit, you know, because things are getting a bit pricey. But at the same time, somebody's buying it, and they're buying it with the mindset of, look, if I go in and I buy this house, I don't want to lose a lot of money on the backside. I know it's right now, it may be a bit frothy, can't really tell right now, but I don't want to lose a lot of money in the future. So they know that they're potentially overpaying by a little bit, and they're realistic about what the future may bring short and long term. I mean, it's a house, it's a long-term investment. But when buyers take on that mentality, now the affordability piece, you have to be patient or perhaps adjust what you're going to buy. But for those who are in the right zone of what's comfortable for them, they're like, look, I'm paying up a little bit, but for me and my family, it's worth it. We need a home. We're going to jump in.
All right. Bring back Stacy, Executive Vice President, GAR. How do you see things playing out? Stacy, you mentioned 84 pending closings. Do you see a strong month of April when we can reconvene with you guys in May?
Yeah, so we were talking about this before, but we are starting to see a little bit more inventory coming on. We had a really strong start to the month of April with 58 new single-family listings just in the first half alone, and I think it was 23 condo and co-op listings in that first half of April. So that's already ahead of trend of where we were in terms of new listings in March. And obviously, you know, that's the biggest strain on the market right now is the lack of inventory. So everything that can be done to increase that inventory, give more options for buyers, is going to help ease that pressure that you're seeing on pricing.
All right. That's Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, Brian Amon, 2025 GAR President. Guys, appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again in May, and hope you have a happy Easter and happy holiday weekend. Thank you.
Happy Easter, happy holidays, and look forward to it. Thank you so much, Tony. Take care.
Thank you, Tony.
Take care.
Thank you.
That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report. We get it the third Thursday of each month here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.